Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan shot today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, normally on Fridays, we have Elliot on the phone, but because we're here in the studio, we have Elliot here. We are blessed. This Elliot Shore Park's appearance brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliot, in your wildest dreams, could you have ever imagined that the defense of this particular football team this year would be as awesome as they are?
It's called a big dose of D.
So I will say, I did say in training camp, I thought they would be a top 10 defense. Just putting that out there. But I never thought they would be this good.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being a top 10 defense where it's, you know, 22 points a game, whatever, and being this good. And I think what they've accomplished this year that I didn't think they would accomplish is the amount of confidence they have earned from the fan base and the team is surprising to me. Like, we can debate, and I heard Ike say this earlier, I think it's right. Like, you can't compare them to all-time great Eagles defenses yet. But just in terms of a level of confidence, I can't remember the last time there was a defense this good. Like, I stood up for the 2022 defense all year. But even I,
when they defense.
It was. But even I, when they went up against great quarterbacks, said, well, guess what? When you play great quarterbacks, that's what's going to happen. It doesn't happen on this defense. Like, Joe Burrow, they shut him down. I know the Saints now are not great, but when they went into that Saints game, they were averaging like 40 points a game. Mm-hmm. And then obviously we saw what they did last night. So what's just surprising to me is how much confidence I have in them. I didn't think it would get to that level.
I'll tell you, the biggest thing that surprises me is how good they play without a consistent pass rush.
Yes.
Yes.
It's very difficult to play defense at this level and have sustained success without having a dominant front. And while they'll flash and do some good things from time to time, that front doesn't, other than Jalen Carter, doesn't put fear in an opposing offensive line.
I mean, Josh Sweat has 6 sacks in, what, nine games now? Is it 10 games? Which is not a bad output.
No, he's
but
been fine.
Noah goes into that game thinking, all right, we got to figure out how to stop.
Yeah,
and what I think is surprising about it is in our time, like covering and following the Eagles, it's always been the opposite. Like,
yes.
It's always been they start with a great defensive line, and then the back seven figures it out.
Yep.
What I didn't take into account at the trade deadline, where I was like, you got to trade for somebody, you got to get somebody, is the back seven has made the front four better.
Yep.
And that's probably the first time in my Eagles covering time I can think of that happening.
Yeah, and it allows it. All of that stuff allows Fangio to get a little creative with who's rushing the passer. And I think that the other reason that people, I think there's two reasons that people have gravitated to them. First of all, I think fans love young players.
Yep.
And being able to get behind Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, and I think that has, it's exciting because you can think about the future, not just right now. Mm-hmm. The other thing is they hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
And people like defense where they can see, not just the points, you can see it happening.
Yeah, this is a deep.
Bond hits and Dean that hits Bond, and Mitchell hits.
There we go.
It's the defensive city, man.
It is. Always has been.
It's good to be back, too. It's no
Jack's
longer a
brand
luxury.
Of football. Yeah, he can be proud of the Eagles again.
Dude, they have an upgraded coordinator from 2022, 100%. It's good to
probably.
Be. It's good to be proud in the D again.
I mean, that Zach Bond hit on fourth down on Jaden Daniels.
Was incredible.
Was one of the harder, impactful hits. I mean, really, can you think of one since, like, the Dawkins hit on Crumpler? Like,
would you relax? I mean, you are.
Think of one.
Dude, Malcolm Jenkins lit up Brandon Cooks in
the
Super Bowl.
That was a good one. Okay, that's a good one. I didn't say there was none. I said, can you think of
Reggie Bush.
That's another good one.
Yeah.
You didn't really think at all.
So you can think of one since the Sheldon Brown one, which was like 13 years ago.
Carl
Banks hit off of Mitch Williams was a big hit. We all remember. Yes, exactly.
You know, Gary wants to talk about the defense. Gary, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
I'm sorry, Jack. I didn't realize when you said I like D 10 times, and I didn't say it back. What you were getting at, Paul.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Gary.
Yeah.
I know. Accountability. Chuck did not say hi to Jack.
Mm. Yeah, well, the callers
are, had a long conversation before we even got
the callers are slipping on acknowledging me as a part of the show.
I think what happens is they've already talked to you,
Jack,
so they think. But
yeah, but that means I get no credit on the air,
and we need everyone to address
exactly.
Jack as well.
You can't let it get out of hand.
I have a second kid on the way.
Yeah.
Juan. I don't know why that matters.
It's affecting my paycheck.
Oh, yes. Okay, right.
Names on the show.
Yeah. All right, Gary.
And before we talk about the day, if we're talking about caller crime, the VAR guy, Denzel Ward is called the warden.
Yes.
Q for Q.
Yeah, that was wrong. Yep. We're not going to call Q the warden. His nickname is his nickname's Q. That's what everybody calls him.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. It's a great nickname.
Yes.
Yep.
The gang tackling last night was just insane. On that slay tackle, if that guy is so lucky to slay tackle him because he didn't, Cooper was going to clean him up like nobody's business.
How about Slay hitting somebody last night?
Did you see Slay?
That's it's a contagious thing where he's getting into it. He's like, all right, I'll hit too. The other big hit that goes a little under discussed is that N'Kobe tackle in the open field on Jaden Daniels on third down. I mean, that's a really tough play to make. Yeah.
Alligator tackle, you know what I'm saying, Ike?
Yes, sir.
Me too.
Ike knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, Gary. Thank you for the call. All right. So I want to get to the quarterback real quick, and then somebody's called back, so we'll get to that in a moment as well. Your big proclamation yesterday,
yes,
was that last night is on Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
And it's got to be a star night. It's prime time.
Yep.
Jaden Daniels played bad for sure, but Jalen, separately, you were judging last night's game and putting it on Jalen. He did not play well last night.
He did not.
So what is your next day?
Like, yeah.
Where are you with it?
So he did outplay Jaden Daniels. Like, he did. And he won the game.
I
think last night is kind of the perfect Jalen game in a way, because you watch it live and you watch it this morning, and there were so many plays out there to be made that I didn't think he made. But he won the game, and I think if we want to look at it through like a realistic expectation for the rest of this year, last night is an example of why they can win the Super Bowl with him, because he doesn't make the big mistake to lose the game. He did not play great, for sure. Like, he missed guys. I think he's regressed over the past 2 weeks.
He has.
But if he plays that level of football he did last night, yeah, they can win the Super Bowl with them, because if they don't turn the ball over, you saw last night, eventually Saquon will make a play. Eventually he'll make another one. AJ will make a play. The defense is obviously outstanding. So
what you're doing is talking about the rest of the team,
yeah,
not him.
Well, that's
though.
Part of it, though.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, yes, you are right that Jalen did not carry them to the win. But with the team around him, which is the situation we are in, if he doesn't make a mistake, That's a big deal. Like, the turning point in that game in a lot of ways was the mistake Jaden Daniels made. The interception he threw. The Eagles went from up 19-10 to 26-10 in a blink of like an eye, right? If he doesn't throw that interception, maybe they drive down the field. Who knows what happens? Jalen didn't make the mistake that made things go from bad to worse. And that's what they need out of him.
Well, and you said he won the game, and it's crazy because there was a play, I think it was early in the third quarter, when Jayden Daniels was running for a first down,
yeah,
and Saquon jumped in and stopped him. And then Saquon, or Jalen rather, had, I think it was like 24 carries for 140
yards.
Well,
no, and he did have the interception off Jayden Daniels, too.
Did.
I don't know if you saw that,
yes,
which was awesome.
So, which is why he deserves credit for the win.
Yeah, well, he absolutely deserves credit for the win. Yeah. I mean, he does. Like,
Can you just say he played bad?
I started with he played bad. Okay. He played bad. And I watched it today and I thought he played worse. There are so many plays out there that he should have made. Like easy plays, right? But you can't overlook the fact that he's now won again. And that is part of who he is. It just is what it is. You can appreciate it. You cannot appreciate it. It really doesn't matter.
So let me ask you something else. If the, let's say the defense didn't play quite as well,
then they probably would have lost.
Okay. So,
right.
So like, let's just, and I don't want to belabor it, but also there will be a point where we talk about leaving points on the field. There will be a point where leaving points on the field hurts them.
There absolutely might be.
Yeah.
There might be, but it is worth noting that in a game that was tight, he's not the quarterback that blinked first. And that's what I wanted to see last night. Jayden Daniels was the one that blinked first. He was the one that effectively ended the game with that interception. Jalen could have done
because
that.
But he was forced to throw because he was down. So,
But to be fair, Jalen, they were losing that game at halftime. It was a close game almost the entire time. He had pressure on him. He threw it 28 times. It was not like an 18-attempt game.
True.
And the ball didn't go in danger's way one time.
Hold up. So my favorite part is they're down at halftime. Their first drive of the third quarter, what'd they run, 10 straight times to score a touchdown?
Yeah.
So, like, that's all. That's
and
all
right
I
before halftime, too. Yeah.
Again, I did not say he carried them to win. What I'm saying is the way he played last night taking care of the ball, they will win 8 out of 10 games with him playing that way.
Here's what... Oh,
and yes,
sorry,
it's part of the roster, which is part of it. But, like, the style they need him to play, he plays.
And there was a point in the game they were still losing 10-6. And I think we were backed up on maybe like the 5-yard line, 10-yard line, somewhere like that. And I tweeted out. That's why I just had to go look at the tweet. And I said, okay, Jalen, you need to step up on this drive and start making plays, whether it's with your arm or with your legs, don't matter. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's the drive they went down and eventually got the touchdown. And it wasn't a bunch of throws, but it was some throws in there. He did some things with his legs. That fourth quarter, and to Elliott's point, and this is probably why I lean a little more with Elliott in this sense that you can win with him. Not that he played great last night or even very good last night. He played okay last night. But the fourth quarter, when plays needed to be made, he made plays. The pass to Dallas Goedert up the sideline. You know, the run where he stretched to get the first
third
down.
And seven.
Yeah,
got third 7 yards.
Yeah. Yep. Like, he did make plays late in the game where, as opposed to...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Doing things to cost your team the game.
Where I would put it is, I agree they can win with him.
Mm-hmm.
My worry is that he could be the reason that they don't win well.
That's legitimate.
Yeah. I'll say this too.
that's legit.
I heard the open of the show. We're talking about it now. I think everything you're saying is absolutely fair. I think there is a real world where the weakest part of this team is Jalen. I don't disagree with you on that. But I also think
that's a little strong.
Well, but I think we do this thing with Jalen where it's like, well, in this hypothetical world, he can't win. Or what if this happens and he can't win? Or what about this? Like, if it comes to the point where they're in Detroit and they lose that game 37-23 because he can't move the ball, we'll see.
And we don't talk about
But right now, there's been really not a ton of indications. I mean, they were in one shootout this year and they won it. With Jalen, for what it's worth. The Packers game was a shootout.
I don't even remember. Yeah, but the
Packers feels like
game,
right. That right. was. A, I mean, it was. The defense kept him in early, and he played poorly. But what was that game?
32.
I mean, that was a shootout, right? So they've been in one shootout, and he made plays late. In the Super Bowl, he did not. Like, he had the fumble, which mattered, but he played pretty well in that game. So
and he had the fumble early
against Kansas City.
No, against Kansas City. That was the first half fumble. I mean, and when he got the ball in the Super Bowl, the couple times that he did, they went down and scored, except Nick kicked the field goal on 4th and 6.
He shouldn't have.
Should have been aggressive. I agree. Yeah. But Buffalo last year was a shootout. They won that one. So he has shown he can win shootouts. He didn't have to do it last night. And so I'm happy that he took care of the ball and wasn't reckless with it, because that's what last night required.
Yeah, but he also could have, the game could have been a blowout if he does his job early. You know?
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah. I agree with that.
So here's what Ryan Fitzpatrick said last night about Jalen.
Well, I mean, AJ was visibly frustrated last night.
As was Devonta.
Yeah, and I can understand.
So. I can understand it. Yes, yeah.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. Now Chuck rejoins us. For anyone who doesn't know, Chuck left the afternoon show and has been calling recently. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike. Boy, give my apology. Listen, let me say this, right?
Yeah.
You know what you did, Spike. You know what you did. But I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to make this about me.
Well, you are.
We would never do that.
What did I do? You were mad that I didn't get to your call quick enough.
No. This is about the Eagles win after Vic Grant. And I, never thought that Bryce Harper listened to this show because of me. I'm serious, man.
Well, that didn't really cross our mind.
That he listens to the show because of you.
Yeah, that's not what we were saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did we lose Chuck?
No, he's hanging up on us.
Oh my God.
This is drama.
It's hard to watch you guys fight.
I know what I did. What did I do? Like, he's the one that was texting me and stuff. I didn't do anything to Chuck. He's just mad I didn't take his call quick enough. Come on, grow up. So
feels like a regression. We're in a good spot.
I just love you both. I want to see you in good places.
Yeah.
I'm a lover, not a
fighter. Have fun calling Hugh and Joe at 12:30 or something. And by the way, no more. This is what I'm saying, Jack. If he calls again, the only way I'm going to go to him is...
I would say let's not go to him.
Okay.
Enough is enough.
Okay.
Enough is enough. We're on the air and people are listening to this. This is not a private call that we're doing here.
Coach Sirianni. So this is 2 straight weeks where there hasn't been any Coach Sirianni discussion afterwards, which seems like
a win.
But
he did coach last night.
He did coach.
Okay.
No. We said the same thing.
I'm kidding.
Their resolve, I think, is you have to credit to him.
Right.
Their, that stick-to-itiveness, the stick-together stuff that we see in the locker room and, the trying to pump up Jake Elliott afterwards, they get credit for being that way, but you also, that is a reflection of the coach. I do feel like at some point soon, and it feels like it's starting to swing a little bit, the Nick Sirianni thing will swing back the other way.
In a positive way, you mean. I think he belongs in the Coach of the Year discussion. If you look at what he's done this year, the team's record, and people will go, well, he was supposed to win. Not really. He started the year as one of the coaches on the hot seat around the league, right?
So why would Dan Campbell be in the Coach of the Year discussion? He's supposed to win, too.
Well, and my thing with Dan Campbell is, who does a great job, everyone seems to hold Vic Fangio against Nick Sirianni. I don't see anybody be like, well, Dan's only winning because of Ben Johnson, right? Like, both of them have coordinators that are really helping them. So... I think he's doing a great job.
And you can see in New York last year, the whole defensive coordinator who's got the gruff attitude, who says whatever he wants, who makes everybody mad. If you are the wrong kind of head coach, that can blow up like it did with Wink Martindale and Brian Daboll last year.
Yeah.
So I think there's something about Sirianni. It's interesting because he is perceived in one way as being cocky, and, and chest out and me, 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 me. But I think there is something to him as well that is egoless almost in the building.
Definitely.
And it allows somebody like Vic Fangio to exist within that infrastructure without the sort of friction that you would get from a different head
coach. And I think sometimes people view that as a weakness. Like, people be like, he's a puppet. He doesn't get, like, I think it's a strength in some ways. Like, he gets along with Howie. He is open to the ideas about the coordinators, and it's winning. And what I would also say, and Spike, I don't know how closely you follow the NBA, but like, if you look at around sports, right?
It's a good line. Thank you. Underrated Elliot.
Thank you. Yeah. If you look around sports, I think there's this perception that having a ton of talent makes your job easy. Like, I don't know if that's completely true. Like, yes, you'd rather have more talent. But there are different challenges when you have talent than there are when you don't, right? We've seen a lot of really good rosters across all sports not reach what they're supposed to reach. Yep. Not because they're not talented, because the coach is bad, right? So the Jets this year, they have talent. They're a disaster. They had to fire their head coach. Their new head coach sucks. In the NBA, we see it all the time. Like, stars come, look at the Phoenix Suns, right? Like, stars come together. It's about the team, like the coach that can put it together. So yes, Nick does have a ton of talent, but his challenge is different than a challenge like, you know, a Brian Daboll, or maybe not to use that example, but
a team that's going, Washington's coach. Yes, exactly.
It's a different type of challenge. And so I think we do this with Coach of the Year where we go, well, he's winning, but only because he has talent. That doesn't mean he's not doing a great job. His challenge is just different than another coach's challenge.
On some level, this Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, right, not happy, that will be on him to manage and make sure that they can be personally frustrated. I actually am impressed by the fact that they're frustrated. After everyone thought they'll sign this contract and then they won't care about performance anymore. No, those guys want to be awesome.
Yeah.
Right? Even if they're not going to get another contract after this year, those guys want to be awesome. So that will come down to, not that he can control everything all the time, but a portion of that will come down to Sirianni making sure that those guys don't let that thing become bigger than the rest of the team.
And honestly, I think it's on him and Jalen.
Yes.
He's the quarterback. Hey, man, that's on me. I got to get you the ball.
Yeah.
I hang in there with me. I know it's a little frustrating. I got you, though. Mm-hmm. So as a quarterback, yeah, part of your job is politicking on the offensive side of the ball. When you got this many offensive mouths to feed, yeah, you're also part of keeping everybody's mind in the right frame so that everybody's thinking about the team goal. It's the head coach, especially since he's an offensive coach. The head coach and Jalen, in my opinion. And I could throw Kellen in there if I felt like he had a voice. He even speaks anytime.
Now he does nothing.
Saying something.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like that.
And the other thing, too, and Ike, I'd be curious for your perspective from when you played with Andy. But, like, one thing I noticed with this team, and I noticed it last night. So, like, Nick says the term flip and find when talking about after a player catches the ball, like, if you're not the one that catches it, you turn and look for who to block. Like, that's what they call it, right? But what I notice is, like, so Nick says it, then Jalen says it, then Grant Calcaterra says it, then Goddard says it. And I think it's noteworthy that, like, it seems like the message Nick is saying, you hear it other players. Like,
that's the first indication.
It resonates, right?
Yes, that's the first indicator.
I think it's a sign that it's getting through.
Yep.
I'm just curious, like, if you...
No, I totally agree. Okay. And we would repeat things that Big Red said in the meetings.
And like, they do it with Jalen, too, by the way. Like, keep the main thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I think that is a sign that your message is being received by the other guys. Mm-hmm. It definitely is a sign of it.
Speaking of Grant Calcaterra, that play.
Oh, my God. How did we not even get to that yet?
If he doesn't recover that fumble, we lose.
I rewatched it today. I'm not even kidding. 5 Washington defenders, I think you could say, were in a better position when Goddard caught that ball to make it. I mean, Calcaterra is at the Eagles 45. That ball is fumbled at the Washington 35. The fact he gets there before 5 of the Washington defenders, if this was reverse, we'd be sitting here and going, that's a poor effort play by Washington.
You know what, though? It happened so fast. I don't know if they saw it fast enough to react to it.
Right.
Meaning that when they did see it, Grant was it. I mean, that
dude. Well, that's because I think Grant, the second Goddard caught it, is already going full speed, whereas the Washington guys are not. So he gets put in a better position.
Which I give him credit for because he was going full speed before the fumble.
Yeah. Before the fumble.
And, which is why you have to do those things to 100%. Be in position for it.
And meanwhile, Goddard, you know, when you do that, when you flail the ball like that, trying to avoid people, you're asking for it. Like, Shady used to drive everybody crazy with that.
And Goddard does it quite a bit.
Didn't fumble a whole lot. Shady didn't as a player, but he did that. He did that all the time.
Which is harder to catch than Goddard is, I think.
Goddard's a big time push for 4 or 5 extra yards, which is can be good, but
and the ball is always
a little dangerous too.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys have heard it, and I haven't, but I'm very excited too. There are two insanely embarrassing moments on WIP today.
Was this my quiz last night?
No.
Are we getting?
Okay. No, this is, we'll play that at some point. But this was today. One from the morning show and one from the midday show.
Oh, okay.
Just incredibly embarrassing, which we love doing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited to hear it.
We love pointing out other people's mistakes.
Yeah.
So that will be next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action. And right now,
this holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.